Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
Yes, here we are again.
Here we are once more.
Is it rolling, Bob?
It's rolling.
It's another edition of You Can't See Us
with Starfire
and Charlie Shafter, and also
a special guest tonight.
Special guest, Mr. Leland Shafter.
Lee Shafter here with us tonight, my dad.
Thank you very much.
So we're hanging out here at the Animal House studio.
It's good to be here. How are you doing, Mr. Shafter?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I'm just looking at all these posters here. There's Bob Dylan and the Beatles, and let's see who else we got.
The Beatles.
The shitty Beatles.
Right. And the shitty, gritty dirt band.
The Beatles were the worst band ever.
The shitty Beatles were even worse.
No, they were probably actually better.
Why don't you like the Beatles?
Because they suck. What? I never did like the Beatles.
But you like Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you ever hear that one Bob Dylan song? I can't remember what album's on. I'm sure you can remember it, where he says, "Is it rolling, Bob? Is it rolling?"
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the Frank Zappa record where he did a takeoff on that? So somebody started going, "Is it rolling, Bob? Is it rolling, Bob?" And then Frank Zappa goes, "Yeah, fuck, it's rolling."
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it's Highway 61 or maybe Bringing It All Back Home.
No, it was on Highway 61, I think.
Yeah.
So are we gonna call those idiots in Chicago or?
We will here in a minute. They haven't gotten back to me yet. I think they're probably drunk somewhere. It's 11:49 at night.
Drunk idiots in Chicago. That doesn't sound possible.
No, it's not possible at all.
Well, I can't say anything bad about your sponsor, High Tops, right?
No, you can't. High Tops is a legitimate establishment.
Oh, yeah, it is. I've been there before. I was there once. And you can go over. Did you ever tell people in your vast listening audience that you could go over and to the Biograph Theater where Dillinger was shot?
No, we haven't discussed that yet.
And there's a big telephone pole that still has bullet holes from the gunfire exchange.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's worth a trip to Chicago right there.
It's worth a trip to Chicago to get Casey Graham to take you over there and have him show you the bullet holes. And if you're a girl, he might take you in the back alley, too. No, he probably wouldn't.
But if you go to High Tops and have a couple of drinks and you feel like going and checking that shit out, it's just across the street. You can buy a pack of cigarettes and see where John
Dillinger is. For $10.50.
Yeah. But the beauty part about that is that in Chicago, American spirits are the same price as regular cigarettes.
Marlboro Lights
or Camel Lights.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, $10.92,
exactly.
With tax.
Exactly, but you don't feel like that you're being discriminated against.
Right, and like if you want to get a pack of marijuana cigarettes, it's like $10.92. Yeah. And that's awesome. I love that about Chicago.
I don't think that they sell marijuana cigarettes packs. No. Commercial.
Not
I gave
yet.
Somebody like $11 to buy me a pack and they came back. Maybe they didn't get them from that store.
Was it actually a cigarette? Do they have a filter on it, or
no?
Like 20 in a pack?
No, there wasn't 20. There was only like two.
And they were like Lucky Strikes were back in the day. They didn't have a filter or anything like that.
Back in the day, how come that term has come back?
It's always been here.
Because as people used to say, did you? I sent you guys a text on the term you're supposed to use, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, trading.
Trading,
right.
It's like when...
I don't shop at Walmart. I trade.
I trade at Walmart, right. Yeah, and everybody in your vast listening audience should do that, too.
Right, like I don't trade at Walmart.
Our legions of listeners.
They should start trading places.
Our tens of listeners. All right, like all 15 of you people, you should trade.
If things go the way they're going, businesses. That's what it's going to come down to anyway. You're going to be trading for stuff, and you'll walk into Walmart and Did I ever tell you about my ideas at Walmart? I got a friend of mine that works there.
Yeah, I met the friend at Walmart.
I was going to give him great ideas for Walmart, like...
like he's a greeter at Walmart, but but he acts like he's the fucking CEO of Walmart.
I act like he's the CEO, and he might as well be. Actually, my end is that I am in touch with Sam Walton, who's dead, but I'm in touch with him in the other world. And I give Howard, this friend of mine who's a greeter, I give him the ideas of what they should be doing.
What kind of ideas are they?
Oh, like, you get a discount card if you wear clean pajamas to Walmart. You know.
I always clean my pajamas before I go to Walmart. I'm like, shit, I've got to go to Walmart and I've got dirty pajamas. It's going to take me 2 hours before I can leave the house to go to Walmart.
They always got dirty pajamas on. And they have a T-shirt from some really bad 70s band, like their world tour in 1997.
Oh, like when Kiss did the makeup tour.
I didn't see that one.
And, yeah, and people were like, wait, it's Kiss but no makeup? I don't give a shit. Oh, I don't want to see that.
38 Special. A band like 38. What the hell is 38 Special?
I don't know.
It's probably caused all the gun violence that they have in America now is when a band came out that was called 38 Special.
Yeah, there's no bands from England coming out with gun names.
Where right. were they from? Where was 30? Does anybody know anything about 30?
Probably the South.
No, I don't think
we'll get our news team on it. on that shit, boys.
I don't even know what you know a 38 Special song, Starfire?
It's a pistol.
Well, I know, but the song.
Oh, the songs? I don't know anything by them.
We're about to find out.
See, I was kind of a hippie communist in the 60s. But then in the 70s, I got to know these people that were still, they wanted to be hippies. And so they were always really big on bands like 38 Special. And that they really rock. Casey Graham would have been a big 38 Special fan.
The operator of High Tops Bar, Casey Graham.
Yeah, well, he's one of my favorite people, actually. But I think he could have been convinced to be a big 38 Special fan.
Okay, so we just got this off the wire from our incredible news team.
Dr. Google over there.
No, it's right. Not Dr. Google. It's Sherry, Rick, and Don that are back in the right. in the news lab right now.
And we don't use Google, folks. We use Scroogle.
Scroogle?
We do. We go to Scroogle.com so that they're not tracing our shit.
Well,
so 38 Special is an American rock band that was formed by neighborhood friends Donnie Barnes and Donnie Van Zandt. Not Ronnie Van Zandt.
Donnie
Van Zandt, yeah.
Are you sure that's even his real name?
That could be a vicious lie.
It could be a malicious lie.
Did they come from a suburb somewhere?
They come from Jacksonville, Florida.
That's a suburb of something.
It's a suburb of Miami.
That's right.
I think Tom Petty's from Jacksonville, Florida, too.
I think you might be right.
Now, Tom Petty's good. I like him.
Tom Petty is the balls.
Tom Petty doesn't fuck around. We play a lot of Tom Petty music, like for the bumper music.
Yeah, on the podcast. Actually, we've only done that once, but we will.
We've done it twice.
Well, have we?
What was the first one?
I should have known.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
What's that one called?
Leaving you could be me.
It's like it was the first single off the record.
Yeah, off of Mojo. Mm-hmm. We've done two Mojo songs so far. I knew that this was my favorite album that has come out this year.
We did the... Don't Pull Me Over on the last show.
Yeah.
That's the kind of reggae kind of...
Yeah. Thing. Legalization.
Legalize it!
Do you guys ever like... You guys do this for an actual living, but when you got a microphone stuck in your face, do you ever feel threatened by it?
Only if it's a cartoon microphone and it's right. yelling at me.
That would scare the shit out of me. Yeah. I've seen a couple of microphones that, you know, look like they might have teeth or something.
Yeah. The ones that have the cage around them?
Yeah. Yeah.
With the diamonds, you know, that right. go around it.
You don't want to fuck around with those.
They'll peel the paint off your house and give your entire family a permanent orange afro. All right, but I want to get back to this Beatles and Bob Dylan thing. What makes Bob Dylan so much better than the Beatles, Dad?
Bob Dylan was able to fabricate a much better story at the beginning. Bob Dylan, we were talking about that today, or Charlie and I were, is that like Bob Dylan was, when he first started out, he's making up these stories that he was a carnival worker and did this and he did that. He didn't do any of that shit. But it was all part of the image, you know.
He used to tell people that his name was Woody Guthrie.
Said he like learned the blues from some lady in Chicago, and then he said he was learning country songs down in Texas, and then the same time that he was actually living in like Gallup, New Mexico or something.
You ever seen pictures of him when he was in high school?
Yeah.
Would you like to have gone to Bob when Bob Dylan was like say a junior in high school and gone to the homecoming dance at Hibbing High School?
Yeah.
Do you know that he wrote, you know the song Girl from the North Country?
Yeah.
He wrote that about a high school girlfriend of his.
Who, Joan Baez?
No, her name was Echo.
Echo?
Echo.
Yeah, I've heard
that. He talks about that. He didn't talk about the Girl from the North Country part of it.
But he talks about a girl named Echo and how she made him write songs.
Yeah.
And that's all he says in No Direction Home.
Yeah, but in other interviews that I've seen of his...
And also, he had a girlfriend named Gloria Story.
Yeah, Gloria
Story. I don't believe any of this. See, that's all...
Me neither. It's like listening to the Tom Waits interview, where he just completely lies the entire time. Yeah. Or going to a Tom Waits concert, where he completely lies the entire time.
And
just,
you know that town? What's the town he allegedly lives in?
Tom Waits?
Spittleville. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There is no town Spittleville. But it sounds good.
I've lived in Spittleville a few times. In my life.
Yeah, Charlie, well, you need to do that kind of shit. Make up stories about, you know, you ran away with the circus.
Tell people you ran away with 38 Special. So damn easy when you're feeling lost up.
All right, so there's a good friend of ours in Lubbock named Daniel Markham, and he's got a band called One Wolf. And he also works at a record store, an independent record store in Lubbock called Ralph's Records. And it's his last day there today, and he's at work right now, and we're going to call him before he moves to Athens, Georgia.
He's a huge R.E.M. fan.
He may or may not be going there to stalk Michael Stipe.
Allegedly, he's not. But
yeah. Let's get him on the line.
Hello.
Daniel.
Hey.
You're on You Can't See Us right now.
Oh, nice. You can't see me right now.
I know.
No, we can't.
Not at all.
I can imagine. Are you at the desk to the left right when you walk in behind the counter?
No. I'm actually in the one to the right.
That's not typical of you.
But now I'm just kind of walking around.
Yeah.
With a key. Yeah.
That's good. Any good records in there right now? Come out.
Yeah, we got some good records. Yeah, some good ones. There's also a lot of bad ones.
Name some good records that you got.
We have a bunch of used ones that are great. We got some Neil Young, Tonight's Tonight, Time Fades Away. You know, got the whole Scorpions collection over there.
Awesome.
So, this is your last day at Ralph's Records. How long have you worked at Ralph's?
I guess today makes 4 years, 3 days.
4 years and 3 days. Of slanging
wax. Slanging records.
Slanging wax.
Slanging wax, yes.
Nice.
So, what do you think you'll miss about working at Ralph's Records?
Probably like the 12-hour shifts or like the the toothless customers buying the wrestling tickets. That's probably what I'll miss.
You sell a lot of wrestling tickets?
Uh-huh. All day today, actually. WWE's in town right now. I'm hoping to see some shirtless, greased-up dudes walk in at any given moment to buy a Stained album or something.
I heard through the internet, were you at the Blue Light last week when the Deftones came in? Why were the Deftones in Lubbock?
They played here. I was at show, but I didn't see them at the Blue Light.
Yeah, they went to the Blue Light afterwards.
I would have peed myself if I would have seen them at the Blue Light.
They went in there and played an impromptu show and everything.
Are you serious?
No.
I was going to say, I didn't hear that.
No.
I'm about to kill my past.
No, they didn't play an impromptu show. So, One Wolf goes to the land of REM. When?
Yeah, well, at least me. I'm going to the land of Athens, Georgia.
When does this happen?
Wednesday. I'm leaving on Wednesday.
So I'm going to have to go to Athens now to say goodbye.
Yeah, you have to. You have to come play out there and rules.
I will. I'll definitely do it.
I just got a house today, so.
And when you get there, are you going to start up a little project? Are you going to get a job and start up a little project? What's your plan about?
Yeah, I'll probably get a job and then probably, you know, write music when I want to and play shows when I want to and do whatever I want.
You pretty much grew up, not in Lubbock, but near.
I spent the past, like, 12 years here.
So what do you think that you'll miss and not miss about Lubbock?
Mexican food, I'll miss it. Friends, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, Mexican food isn't what I'll miss more than my friends. I hope this isn't like a priority list or anything.
It's too late. You've already put Mexican food in front of your friends. That's okay.
Well, I mean, if it all comes down to it, I gotta eat, right?
So, right, yeah.
That's true.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I miss little things here and there. I'm kind of over it, kind of done. I love it, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I love macaroni and cheese, but I don't want to eat it every fucking day.
Exactly.
You remember that time when we were in Nashville? And we were at a bar, and some guy came up and challenged you to a Rochambeau fight, and you totally
two times,
and you totally kicked his ass. You remember that?
I beat him two times in a row. The first two times that he stepped up, and then he got shown.
Yeah, he got.
I gave him the business.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
you did.
Well, no.
I mean, I didn't give him the business, but I rocked his world in Rochambeau, for sure.
No doubt.
And then Starfire wrote a song about it later that I don't think you've even heard yet. But
He told me about the song. Actually, he played it for me, I think.
Yeah, I played you a little bit of it.
Out at the Blue Light.
Yeah, that was one of the most incredible things to this day that I've ever seen.
It was incredible for me. I mean, imagine how I felt.
Oh, I know. You're the champ.
I was. I mean, until someone else challenged me.
Right, I did beat you, like, the next day.
Yeah.
And I was kind of let down.
The whole night, I was all on top of my game, but...
It was solid.
I lost it.
And, you know, the best part about that was that Two-Time was shocked. He didn't know what to do with himself. He just walked away. I think he might have left the bar after that.
Yeah,
I think he actually left the bar afterwards. It was ugly. It was an ugly scene.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt bad for the guy, but at the same time, he challenged you, and you stepped up, and you showed him how it was
going. I was not afraid. I was not afraid.
No. Not one iota.
That was awesome.
You can't live in fear, especially when it comes to Rochambeau.
No shit, yeah.
So we're going to play a cut off your last album. What do you want us to play?
How about Brighter Than the Sun or Please Don't Make a Mess? One of those two.
Okay.
Where do we get that music?
No, I have the CD.
Oh, okay.
Where do we get that music? Yeah, but seriously. Yeah, but for our vast listening audience, why don't you tell them where they can go ahead and pick up the record?
Well, you can get it on iTunes or cdbaby.com or, just send me an email and I'll send you one.
Yes, it's called One Wolf 2, The Secret of the Wolf. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, One Wolf 2, Secret of the Wolf.
All right, Daniel Markham, thank you so much for talking to us, and we'll definitely be checking back in with you, and we're going to show up on your doorstep in Athens one time. You're not even going to know that we're coming.
I would love that, as long as you come in hot. Like, you're looking for spirits in Illinois. Yeah.
I will. I'll be coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Well, you guys have a good day.
All right, you too.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it? It- in my room, staring at the ceiling. Wash my hands, but couldn't get you off. Now all I know is something that I don't. So please don't make a mess of me. Please don't.
We are about to get Dr. Octagonopus on the line here. And see, I think he went to a My Morning Jacket concert recently, so we're going to see how that went. So how was that show? Was it My Morning Jacket?
It was fucking unbelievable. Concert of the summer, for sure.
Yeah. What did they open up with?
The way that he sings. Dude, they played they played everything. Second song, it was that, and then Gideon, and then Dance, Maggette, and then it was Dance Floors after that.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, I was like, oh, all right. I'm like, I can leave now. And then it just kept getting better. They played, like, Don Dante. What else did they play that was fucking bad? Oh, for Cute and was awesome. The encore was fucking really good. It was like Bermuda Highway, which was probably the best thing he did of the night.
Did you cry at any point?
No, I was dead at Bermuda Highway, dude. You couldn't hear anything. Like, it was like dead silent. Yeah. Nobody was saying a fucking word while he was singing.
Did you have good seats?
Oh, yeah, dude. We were like, it was general admission floor. We were on the right side of the stage, probably like equivalent to like 5 or 6 rows back.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, we were like right up front. We were super close. It was fucking awesome. Yeah, and like, we had tons of room the whole night, too. It was real weird.
Did you dance?
Oh, dude, I danced my fucking face off. I was going crazy. I was just in shock, like, how good they were, you know? Because, like, they were good that time I went to go see them at the Chicago Theater, you know? I was like, holy fuck, man, these guys are awesome. But, like, that, being outside, and it's just like, I don't know, you know, it was like a bigger venue, and being outside, and it was just, it was fucking great. Like, having room to, like, dance around and shit, And the sound at this place was fucking awesome.
Did Jim's voice carry like an angel of light?
Oh, yeah. Stan would have been loving it. It is, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy how good his voice is.
I think they have a really good reverb.
You can tell that dude just has an awesome... He can hit amazing vocal range, you know?
Yeah.
Like, dude, some of those notes he hits, it's fucking crazy. And, like, he hits them every time, too. You know, it's not like, oh, you know...
Who do you think has a better voice, him or Tom York?
Him, for sure.
Jim James?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Tom York, don't get me wrong, but Jim James is, voice-wise, fucking, yeah. Jim James is probably, like, one of the best voices I've ever heard in music, you know?
Yeah.
That dude fucking wears a cloak better than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
It's more like a cape, right? Well, kind of, yeah, a cloak.
Kinda, yeah, it's Phantom a cloak. There's a hood on the back. Thing.
Oh,
yeah. 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 Yeah, and he's like, anybody that wears that, either going to look like a complete just fucking asshole or a badass.
And Jim James.
Jim James is a fucking badass, dude. That guy can do whatever he wants. Like, and another thing that makes him so fucking good is I've never seen anybody get like that wrapped up in the music before. Like, I go to the shows and, like, don't get me wrong, I still fucking love my Dave shows, you know, they're fun, but, like, you know, he has his moments where you can tell he's, like, really getting into it, you know?
Yeah. There's moments of blinding brilliance.
Yeah, but, like, it's an entire fucking almost 3-hour just, he's gone with the wind shit, you know? He's gone. He's not there. He's, like, on some other fucking planet. Like, you should see it, like, his face and shit, it's like he, like, is, like, in a trance, man. Like, for him, like, you know, and you know he's not, like, just doing it to do it, you know? Like, he's just fucking out there. Oh, I love that band, dude. They're the best fucking live band out there right now, for sure. And why those guys aren't fucking bigger than fucking Lady Gaga or Rihanna, I would just don't... That's where music has stopped making sense in my life. You know?
Yeah.
it's fucking, oh, that pisses me off so much. I should just be a critic. I should just go to concerts and then write reviews on them.
You may be one and not even know it.
And just be like, yeah, this is definitely not worth your time. Don't waste 2 hours of your life.
Hey, I gotta go. I'll be right back. I'll call you right back. This is the song of the week. Tom Waits, what's he building in there?
It could be the song of the century.
It probably is.
The new century.
What the fuck is he building in there?
I have no idea.
But we have a right to know.
He has no friends.
But he gets a lot of mail. I bet he spent a little time in jail.
I bet he spent a little time.
Well, the worst thing, he's in possession of a router.
And a table saw.
And enough formaldehyde to choke a horse.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. Never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. What's he building in there? Remember, you have a right to know.
I'd like to know.
You think that freaked anybody out?
Probably a few people.
There's probably some listeners who are like, what in the hell is this? Well, what it is a masterpiece, people. So when you sit there and you want to start judging about that, that's not even music. It's just some guy making noises and talking. Well, you may be right, but you may be wrong. Remember that, too.
Right, that's right. Listen to the rest of Mule Variations.
Mule Variations is one of the best albums ever made.
No doubt. Tell us what you think.
Write in. You can email us here at starfireandcharlie@gmail.com. That's all one word, Starfire and A-N-D, Charlie, Charlie, @gmail.com, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another edition of You Can't See Us.
That's right, and it's now available on iTunes, folks, so check it out, subscribe, get all the new shit on your computer whenever it comes out.
And also, You Can't See Us, and here in a couple seconds, you're not going to be able to hear us either.
But you will hear something else, maybe.
Yeah, listen to some music, people. Go out and see a live show. Go out and
go see One Wolf in
Athens.
Yeah,
go talk to we got to thank Stoney LaRue for our field recorder, which we used on. Did we use it on this one?
We use it all the time.
Yeah, we use it all the time, and also Ty Top's Bar and Grill
in
Chicago, Illinois. I'd like to thank all the guests, Daniel Markham, my dad for coming in.
Yeah, it was good to see him again.
Dr. Octagonopus, as always. Now, remember, everybody, the good doctor does not know that he's on this podcast, so if you know who he is and you're friends of his, please don't tell him.
Don't let him in on this funny little joke of ours.
Yeah. I guarantee you know that it's on iTunes. He's going to, like, at some point look up me. I'll say it, well, you know.
Oh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You can't see us.
Yeah. Ah, what the fuck is that fag doing now?
He won't even take the time to listen to it.
No, he won't, dude.
All right, so tune in next week, folks. Take care.
Be good.